Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Where are you off to then?
I'll go where the wind takes me.
Oh yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
You know what the thrill is? I know you know this, but the thrill is the open road. Am I right?
Oh, brother, when you're right, and brother, you are right. Just hitting, you know me.
I know you. I've known you for a long time.
That's right. And what you probably know about me is I love the open road. And what I love to do is I love to just, you know, walk out of my, I live in a condo in Burbank. I walk out of the condo in Burbank. I make a left. I stick my thumb out. And then I just wait, you know? I might wait there for 2, 3, 4, 5 days, but somebody's going to come along. Somebody's going to say, where are you going?
Your condo is like right by the 134, and you're trying to hook a ride. There's no off-ramp, so they're flying by.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
I've often thought maybe if you went to Ventura Boulevard or something and tried to hook a ride, or maybe you're on an on-ramp where they're stopped at a light, you know? They have those things in Los Angeles where the traffic gets so bad, they have like on the on-ramp, they have like traffic lights. Green, go, red, stop, green, go. And maybe that's a better place than just being on the 134 and they're flying by.
Yeah, but my thing is I like the speed, you know. I wanna jet. I mean, I don't want to jet, I wanna ride. But you know what I'm saying? I want the metaphorically, I want a jet.
Yeah.
And usually it's late at night, you know, by the time somebody pulls over 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, might be a trucker, might be a guy in a van or something. Hey, where are you going? And the answer is wherever you are, buddy, wherever you are, you know? Oh, yeah. I've had some adventures that way.
Sure. They're like, I'm just going down the road.
And I guess that's where I'm going.
Yeah. Like I'm getting off at 2 exits.
Yep.
Yes, I'm getting off in 2 exits. Yeah.
Oh, man. God, I had some adventures.
You're adventurous.
You end up having to tug off a lot of guys. You know what I mean? That's what.
Sure.
They give you a ride, and then they turn to you and you say, hey, thanks. Is there anything I can do for you? And inevitably, they say, well, there is one thing. And next thing you know, I'm tugging off a guy. You know, not thrilled about it. Believe me, not thrilled about it at all. But hey. I made it down the road.
Free ride, right? Free ride. Right. You know, I mean, is it ever completely free, right? So I think that's part of it. You know what I think? You know what I think is like the vast dichotomy, the huge difference. Like if I say to you road, great. So we're talking about the road. We love the road, right? Mm-hmm. Cormac McCarthy, the road. We love the road. However, the difference between the open road, which is the romantics in us love that, as you've just explained, open road, 3 a.m., 134, tugging off. Like, what's not to love? And then you've got closed road. So open road, closed road, right? There's a vast difference. Like, I love the open road, but the closed road, you know, barricades up and it's just like, you know, it stifles the soul a little bit.
Little bit, but then you got to look. But then you got to look at the larger picture. Hey, why is the road closed? Well, they're putting in a new sewer main. Well, that's going to help some folks out.
Sure, some irrigation, right?
Yeah,
less flooding. No, you're right.
Sure, is it a pain in the neck? Sure, it is. But hey, you walk up to those barricades. Hey, what's going on here, guys? Oh, you know, putting in a sewer main, going to do some irrigation, going to help some people out. Next thing you know, you're tugging them off, and you know, this time it's a little different.
Wait, run that. So you're talking to the construction crew?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on, guys? You know, why is the road closed?
This is nighttime?
Yeah, it could be nighttime usually, you know, when they're not so busy, you know?
Yeah.
Putting in a new sewer main, you know, gonna help out some folks. Oh, yeah,
That's good. Well, thanks very much.
You know, you got your curiosity, you know, satisfied. Yeah. You know, next thing you know, you're tugging them off. And then, you know, you might end up at the grocery store wandering around or whatever.
The grocery store.
Well, that's what I meant to say, of course.
Okay, the grocery store. So, but you went there before the grocery store and then.
I'm asking them what's going on. Well, that's the road closed.
After that, though, the road closed, the grocery store. Irrigation, they're going
to
set some stuff up. Well,
they're
for
helping
some people out.
And you got to be grateful for that.
There's time
when the government really does do good work, you know? Public utilities, infrastructure. Sure. I got to love that stuff.
Yeah.
And then
just the last little bit was before the
grocery store.
But just before the grocery store, what was happening? You're at the site.
They're the new sewer main. You thank them. Yeah.
Thanks for your service, guys.
And that's what it is. It's public service, you know.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're talking off. And then you head over to the grocery store.
Why is that happening? Why are you satisfying the road crew? Like, that took a quick turn there. How did that happen?
Yeah. That time is more my idea, I guess, than theirs.
I see.
Probably more me. You know,
and they're kind of like, do I want to work or pleasure? And it, oftentimes, like most of us, you're going to choose pleasure.
Well, these guys, you know, they're union guys. And you know, I love the union.
They're getting
paid. They get breaks, you know. They get, you know, hey, boss, I'm going to take my 15, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use, I'm look, I'm going to use all 15 of that.
That hitchhiker's over there if you want. Yeah. Well, great. Well, okay. Hey, listen. Live and learn a little bit. I just feel like I learned a little bit, my friend.
Well, you might end up with a whole line of them. That's what really, you know, because, you know, they don't take the break at the same time. You know, it staggers.
Right. So they're kind of like the hitchhiker's there right over the hill.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take my break.
Yep.
Hey, so. Freddie, give me a minute. Sure, I got it. Yeah, I see. Well, hey, you know, like maybe everybody there is making the world a slightly better place. Looking out for your fellow man, as it were.
Yeah, a lot of them are just kind of standing around jawing, you know.
Jawing. Oh yeah, yeah. So they're just shooting the breeze a little bit.
Shooting the breeze, you know, drinking
coffee,
stale coffee.
Sure. Yeah, because sometimes late night you gotta stay up. You gotta eat whatever it takes.
You know, but you know, in the end,
yeah,
we love our
fellow man. Yeah,
we love him.
New sewer main, more irrigation. Helps the civil infrastructure. That's good stuff. Hey, so today by the way, this is a podcast, everybody.
Oh yeah,
it's a really popular podcast with Bruce Springsteen and Obama. I'm kidding. It's Mike and Tom. did I get you for a minute?
You had me going.
Hey, sit down, Bruce. Oh, anything you want, I'll sit down.
Oh,
you
had me going too. Oh, yeah. That was Barack Obama. I'm Morgan Freeman.
What we're gonna do, and what we're gonna do? We're both working on our Obama, and that's what we're gonna do. That's no good. Don't have it. Got to work on it.
Never had it. I mean, I'm saying I never had it.
One of the things in civilization. Well, one
that's
of the things
much better. You got the
it's
lilt.
Getting better. I'm starting to work. People got to work. Yeah, people got to work.
People got to work. That's for
my
sure.
Hometown. People got to work. Yeah.
A lot of folks working where I come from in New Jersey. And
well,
folks
not
don't
just,
get appreciated until well, somebody comes
work.
Around and offers to tug them off. And then, maybe it makes your day just a little bit brighter. And this is a song about the guy who used to come
this
around.
This is a song about the hijacker. Not the hijacker, the hitchhiker. It goes a little something like this. 2, 3, 4. That's good stuff. No, it's not Bruce and Obama. It's Mike and Tom. This is the podcast where Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mates with my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh. This is the first, in my mind, this is a special episode.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's a prequel. You know, we never done a prequel before. This song's a prequel.
We four, never done 4-3-2. See, it's 4-3-2 because
That's like, it was backwards.
Yeah, because it's a prequel.
It's a prequel.
Yeah.
Now, this one's exciting. You know,
I'm thrilled.
It was, and I'll tell you what was exciting about it, Tommy. It was a game time call, you know, because we had a whole other snack picked out. And then, then I got a text. The text was from you.
I shot you a text.
Oh, and it shot me right between the eyes because I was stunned. I was like, why didn't I think of this?
Because why would you
sometimes
away...
an idea is so good.
Yeah, I won't give it. That's how Seinfeld happened. And, you know, I won't give away what we were going to do. And then I shot this text to you and blew your mind. And you're like, oh yeah, it's a must. We haven't, in the history of doing Mates, which dates back to, boys coming home from war. It's like, well, it's a 40, I don't know. We've been doing this podcast a long time, longer than Bruce and OB. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that much. We've been doing this podcast for a while. And this has never happened.
No, that's what's sometimes you just look around and the world looks a little bit different because you think, God, it was sitting there the whole time. Yeah. It was right in front of our faces. All we had to do was reach out and grab it. We didn't do it.
Yeah, I backed into this idea. I don't get any credit. I was just like, oh, well, we could also, you know, because I was just kind of running through where last we'd been.
And no, pal, this is all you. This is all you.
You know? Well, no, I get, listen, hey, you know, if I get singled out, and there's some kind of, you know, some kind of award, then, you know, I'm going to be sure to play it humble so that people know that, you know, the great snack game of life is bigger than me. I want people to know that we play it straight. I'll probably, there's an outside 14% chance I mention you when I get the award, right?
Well, I would think they'd be probably higher than that. I mean, we do it together, you know, we do it together.
Yes, we do it together. And in many ways, that's reward enough. I don't have to get up there on the podium and be like, and also
I want
to thank Michael. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
no, I know. It just seems like,
it's like when I do movies with Denzel and he wins an Oscar, I'm not like, say my name, Denzel, say my name. And he does it because he knows. And I know that, like, you know, this is a bigger thing, you know, and this is the same thing. Like, it's enough for me to have done the movie in the same way it's enough for you to do the podcast with me. You don't need me up there talking about, oh, Michael this and Michael that. You know, I only have about 30 seconds before they're going to start playing the song, playing me off. So I better make sure I talk about me.
But if it was Denzel, if it was Denzel and Tom Eats Snacks, and Denzel gets up there.
Sure.
You think he'd...
Yeah.
He'd probably say, Tom, you know, he'd probably say, oh, you know, I couldn't have done it without Tom. Because it's dates. Because it's dates.
Denzel's tricky though, right? And I learned a lot from him. You know,
What was the movie that you did with him?
The movie? Well, it's not out.
Okay, so when does it come? What is it and when does it come out? Might as well plug it here. When does it come out?
He's won a lot of awards.
He sure has. God, he's one of our most celebrated actors.
He's so talented. He's so stunning.
I tell you what's so great about you. You're so humble. This is the first time even hearing about the film that you did with Denzel. What is it? So just tell everybody. Yeah, what's it called? When does it come out?
Sure. Obviously, I can't talk about it yet.
Well, I'm not asking you to tell the story. What's it called? When does it come out?
Well, the studio was very clear. They're like, you know, they watermark our scripts so that your name's on it. I've heard about them doing that. Like Denzel Washington. So they know if it ends up on the internet that
Denzel. I'm looking it up right now.
Denzel
Washington and Tom Cavanaugh movie.
Yeah. You probably won't, because we haven't leaked anything. Denzel, that's one of the things I've learned from Denzel. He's like, if your sides come off and it says Tom on it, then everyone's going to know that you leaked them and the studio's going to hate that.
Right.
I learned, like, don't thank your co-host. Don't talk about the movie until the movie gets released.
Nothing's coming up at all. You're right.
Holy cow. So I'll follow
Denzel. No, they're really keeping this thing under wraps.
When Denzel wants to talk about it, believe me, I'm sure you're going to hear about it.
I'm sure I will.
I assume it'll be the talk show circuit.
Where did you shoot?
The movie, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, where?
You got to shoot them.
Yeah, yeah.
We call them, so Denzel, this is another thing I learned from Denzel. We call it on location. So that's what we were. we were shooting on location.
Oh, man, that must have been cool.
Yeah, that difference between that and studio. Studio is when, like, you know, you've got like a big studio and you shoot inside. But location is when you're actually on a practical place.
Where was that? Like, where was it?
Well, maybe the desert, right? So that's why people don't know.
Oh, so you shot in the desert.
Hmm? What?
You shot it in the desert.
Nobody could get there. Nobody could get there. I shouldn't say too much because, you know, Denzel, he's...
Oh, I'm liable, I can't wait for this.
I'm liable to get a text from DW as he is on the phone just going like, hey, man, I saw you were talking to your friend.
Unbelievable.
And you want to, you know, rein it back in. And I'll be like, yeah, my bad. Yeah,
you don't want to get over your skis with DW.
No, no, because, you know, he's famous and really talented.
Yeah, he's great.
And you want to stay great. The famous and really talented people, you want to stay on their good side. You know why? Yeah. They've got a lot of power. More power than, it might be crazy to the mateys to hear this, but more power than you and I, even. Mm. Those guys just, you know, it's like, here's a perfect example, right? Denzel, right? Idris Elba, another one of my favorites. Bradley Cooper, have you heard of that guy?
Sure, yeah, terrific.
They're so powerful. Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
They did a movie together, and when that movie, that was really secretive about that movie.
Denzel, Idris Elba, Bradley Cooper, and Lady Gaga did a movie together?
Yeah, yeah. The musical. I didn't see it, but I think they were all together on that musical movie.
Wow, I got to see that.
The Kris Kristofferson remake.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Because Denzel, I didn't even know he could sing.
There's nothing he can't do, okay? Oh, I'm going to get a little testy with you, okay? Because I don't like people doubting my co-star. There's nothing he can't do.
Okay.
One time he was like, you know what? That's a really good line Tom has. And he's doing a great job with it. And I was like, I should record this. I'm trying to pull my phone out of my pocket. And then he says, I'll do that line. You know? And I'm like, oh. And I thought, well, he won't be able to do it as good as I did it. And then he took my line, the good line that had the whole crew laughing. And he did it. And everybody was laughing even more.
Wow.
In fairness, he did it better than me. So that's what I mean.
Great.
He's great. He's just great. There's nothing he can't do. So sing, play guitar. Have you seen it from him yet? Nope. Will you? Sure you will.
Oh man.
In this musical.
Well, I want to get into the snack. So let's just quickly tell everybody the title of the film, when it's coming out,
yeah,
so that everybody can get excited about it.
Yeah.
And I know you're being modest,
yes,
but I was going to shout it out for you. I looked it up. There was nothing there.
Yeah, no, we're told not to talk about it until the studio.
You've been doing nothing but talking about it. That's what I'm saying.
You've
been talking a lot about it. We shot in the desert.
I'm afraid to look at my phone. We're like, 11 messages from D-Dub. I'm like, oh no, I'm in trouble. So I won't do that right now. I don't want to get
okay.
any more time.
All right, well, when you're ready, and believe me, I'll keep asking about it.
All right, we'll be right back with ratings and more.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
M&M, milk chocolate.
M&M
diversion, diversion.
Oh, God, they got it. Tell mama I love her.
He loves you.
Storm troopers hitting the ground.
Last time we did peanut M&Ms, and we said, you know, we're doing it out of order. We're doing Ms. Pac-Man before we do Pac-Man, and we weren't even going to win. You'd think we would do milk chocolates right the neck. I didn't even think about it. And Tom says, hey, why don't we do M&Ms today? And I thought, oh, God, he's right.
That was the text.
Why make people wait a year and change before we get around to it? Because that's what I suggested last time. You know, you said, when are we going to do it? I said, oh, probably a year and change.
Yeah. What is that exactly? It's like a year and change means it's closer to the year than like a 2 year.
Yeah. It goes like, a year.
Yeah.
Year and change.
Yeah.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Getting on toward two.
And then two. So year and change is somewhere around like a year and 3 months.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I learned something new. A year and change. That's great. So, I mean, Michael, once again, I think that if we hadn't have done the peanut M&Ms and we just brought this out, we thought, wait, we haven't done milk chocolate M&Ms. But we know from the peanut M&Ms that, okay, we ran that donkey into the ground. We won't do it now. But it is kind of amazing on our 100th episode that that's when we're doing M&Ms.
Well, that just goes to show you, Tom, as you all like to refer to the infinite snack aisle of life, there's tons of classics we haven't touched yet, you know?
I can't think of one.
I can't think of one either, but there's got to be. Well, I can think of one.
Go.
Twinkies. We haven't done Twinkies.
Sure we have. That was probably our first podcast. No, that was Cheetos.
Cheetos.
And then what? Beef jerky, maybe. But after that, had to be Twinkies, no?
I don't think we've done Twinkies.
Come on.
But yeah, who cares about Twinkies when we got M&Ms here today?
Yeah, thank God. Nice call. We got M&Ms. Listen to this.
Oh, God. That famous chocolate maracas. Just delicious.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I saw you, you had a box of M&M peanuts, but now you're like me, you got the bag.
This time I went for the bag, you know?
Sharing size.
Yeah, you got to. Here's the thing about the M&M, and you know, I'll just throw this out there, but I think it's true. The regular size bag of M&Ms just isn't big enough.
Uh-huh.
It's getting on there. It's probably 80% of the way there, but it's not the whole way.
Yeah, you need a little bit more.
You need a little more, but that speaks well of the M&M, you know. But the sharing size, I think, is a little too big.
Yeah, it's funny. They need something. Maybe we can help them out. We can explain to them, like, hey guys, you know what you need?
Bag and change.
You need middle ground. You need a year and change. You need a bag and change. Right?
Well, it's like, you know, you order a milkshake in a restaurant. What do? You know, they bring out the milkshake. Then there's just a little bit left. You know, milkshake and change, and you're excited because you think, oh, I got this whole milkshake and a little bit left over. Oh, and that's just a good feeling.
The diner where you get it in that milkshake glass with the ice cream just kind of like right out the top. Probably dunk a straw in there, and then they bring you that glistening metal container.
Yeah.
With another half milkshake in there.
Oh man.
Oh. What's better than that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. One day we'll have to go, hey, Tom, I'm going to refer to something that you said when you were talking about the movie that you did with Denzel Washington. One day we're going to have to go on the DL with the DW. One day we're going to have to go on location, get ourselves a milkshake, you know, as a snack and do a podcast.
Oh, my God. You're talking heaven.
Yeah.
You're talking heaven. Yeah. Let me figure this out. Would we be at a where would we go? We would go to a diner?
Yeah, go to a diner.
And we would record?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Aristotle right now is probably losing his mind.
Oh, the technical challenges that this would present would be astronomical. But if anybody can overcome them, it's Aristotle.
Aristotle can do it. I think what we do is, I mean, you know, he's rich, we're rich. We just buy out a diner for a day, the right diner. I assume.
Well, fuck it. Just buy it out entirely. Just buy it.
Maybe we have what would that be like? Mates. Come on in, folks. It's you and me. I'm like, you're slinging burgers. I got the door.
Yeah, I'm at the grill.
Oh, I got the door. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a paper hat on, you know? Hey, folks.
Yeah.
I'm calling from the back. I got burgers on the grill right now. Coming in fresh.
Half mark up on two. Salad change, side salad change. You're just like, gotcha, Tommy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you're just slinging. Yeah. And then, oh yeah, people are just lining up because your cheeseburgers are the best. And I sit you down. I'm like, we need to stay open later than midnight. We got to go till 3 a.m. because supply and demand. And look at that line out the door. Can you handle it?
Can I handle it? No.
We'll hire somebody else. Yeah. Someone else can make the burger. You don't have to know it's not coming from you. Ah, oh, yeah, that'd be great. We'd last a week.
Oh, at most. I mean, we'd get shut down by the health department because I'm not cleaning up after myself.
Oh, no. What?
You think I'm going to be out there grilling hamburgers all day and then clean up after?
No.
What makes the hamburgers taste good is the fact that I'm not cleaning up. All that grease building up over there. You know, delicious. Oh, you know, so you don't good. Tell them that, but that's what makes it taste so good.
Your burgers are so good. That's what
they'd shut us down in a week.
And I'm not cleaning up because I don't want to.
No. I don't want to either.
That'd be a good week though, right? Mike Great and Tom's week. Diner, yeah. Then we just we do the podcast in there. We have milkshakes. Have people bringing us milkshakes. Oh, that's great. All right. Well, maybe next week.
Hey, I'm noticing something about the bag of M&Ms that, you know, maybe I feel like it's a little bit underappreciated.
What is it?
The bag, the M&M bag opens so clean.
Oh.
It's hardly any effort at all. You just open that son of a gun right up. You don't have to pull. It's nothing. You don't have to pull. It's not complicated. It's not gluey. It's just a paper waxed bag. I don't know what they did to make this bag so good, but it's a perfect bag.
You are not whistling Dixie. And I don't even know if you can whistle, if you're allowed to whistle Dixie anymore, but I just opened mine. It was like, you didn't even hear it, right? Shoop. Mm-mm. Look at that. It opens like butter. It's amazing.
Oh, great bag. Wow. Great bag technology. Yeah. I don't know. Why isn't everything in a bag made out of this? Should be.
It should be. Should talk.
You know, potato chip bag. Why isn't it like this? How often are you struggling to open up a potato chip bag?
Can I tell you where I struggle?
Yeah.
I get that sushi and I get that soy sauce. And sometimes some of the soy sauces, you know, it's like open here, fine.
Yeah.
But some of them they say open here. And no, haha, joke's on you. And you're tugging, not like how you were saying earlier on the highway, but you're tugging and you cannot get, and all you want to do is eat the sush and you want the soy sauce. And that thing.
You're 20 minutes on that thing. You're gnawing at it with your teeth. You get it caught between there. You're swallowing plastic.
Yeah. You know? I wonder if the M&M guys suffered from the same thing.
You got to think that somebody at M&M's had a bad sushi experience. And that's why we got the bag we got.
I can just picture like Janet walking in one day and going, enough. Like, you know, she's got like a little soy sauce that like she finally, you know that thing, you can't get it open, can't get it, and you pull it and it shoots all over the place. She's got some on her blouse. She's like, this stops now. I can tell you what, M&M's is never going to suffer from the stupid unopenable bag. And bang, here we are with this magic that Janet created. It's beautiful.
Hey, how many servings do you think sharing size is?
Okay, this is a great question. Now, I'm going to fight for this, okay? Because this is, okay. I'm just doing the backwards calculation. So maybe 5 M&Ms at one serving.
You say 5 M&Ms per serving?
Well, I don't know. I'm just running it through in my head. Damn it. 20.
20?
20 servings. Wrong?
I just want the audience to understand that this is just a bag of M&Ms. It's not, you didn't get like a 1 pound bag of M&Ms. You got a regular size bag of M&Ms. The sharing size.
Here's the problem. If there's
20?
So I'm saying if there's 5 M&Ms per serving, that's 100.
Who eats 5 M&Ms per? Who would eat 5 M&Ms in a serving? Who would do that? Nobody would do that.
It's not enough. It's too much.
It's too few.
No, look, you pull it in your hand. I'm doing it right now. Look what I got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 7. So that's a nice little handful I got there. 7 M&Ms. I'm going to eat one. Now I got 6 left. That's math.
I understand how the math works. I just don't understand why you think.
I do that 20 more times. That was my bag.
Okay,
I think it's right. Go ahead.
A serving of M&Ms, to me, a serving of M&Ms is the size of an M&Ms bag, the original M&Ms bag. That's a serving of
M&Ms. That's one serving.
That's what I'm saying. That's one serving. The original bag.
Serving is supposed to be what you take for your handful. That's your serving.
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what it is.
If you eat a serving of a hot dog, you're eating a hot dog.
Nobody talks about a serving of a hot dog.
Serving size. In a package of hot dogs, of 8 hot dogs, there's going to be 8 servings per package. Because serving isn't the bite of hot dog that you take.
Not the bite.
It's an entire fucking hot dog.
You're confusing me with your talk of hot dogs. Because I believe that you're right with your talk of hot dogs. But
slice of pizza is one serving of pizza.
So I just finished those 7 M&Ms.
All right.
I kind of feel like I'm good now.
You're so
that
done.
That was my one serving. Not a whole bag. A whole bag, I'd puke. I ate a whole bag, one serving, I'd puke.
A little bag? A regular bag? I'd puke.
I'd puke. If I ate it all at once, I'd take one serving here, and then I'm going to watch like a little bit more of like Jean-Claude Van Damme, and then after about 20 minutes, I'll have a second serving, and I'll watch a little bit more. This is where he fights. That's a good sequence.
I like when he fights.
I don't think he should make a movie where he doesn't fight. That's just advice. It's just advice from a fan.
His fights. And maybe he... One of the main reasons to watch a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie is the fights.
I agree with you. I don't know why more people don't see it that way.
Yeah.
I think they want to watch him do accents.
Mm-hmm. He does a great accent.
I get that. Oh, I'm Danish.
Yeah, no, he does that great.
I'm French-Canadian. I get it. You know, but I still kind of feel that he should fight. That's just my take on it. I know I'm in the minority.
I love
to hear that you think so too. What do you think about these M&Ms?
You know what?
Uh-oh.
I really like an M&M.
Oh, interesting.
I like it. You know, I think the M&M to me, I think I said this in the sequel.
Godfather 2.
The M&M to me. Yeah, I said it in Godfather 2. The M&M is better than the peanut M&M. It just is. I know you disagree, but I like the little size of it. I like the little flying saucer shape. I think it's got just the right amount of chocolate in it, just the right amount of candy coating. It goes down smooth. You know, they advertised it for a long time, but it's true. Doesn't melt in your hands. You know, it's just a great little snack. Great little treat.
It doesn't melt in your hands? Isn't that Smarties?
No.
Not melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
M&M's.
M&M's. Okay,
melt mouth. Melts mouth.
M&M.
What? M&M melts in your mouth.
I don't get it.
Not in your hands. It's M&M.
I don't follow. Oh. I'm. You see what I'm doing? I'm breathing on it to see if I can get it to melt in my hand.
Well, you probably could get it to melt.
But I'm going to sue them. I'm going to make a mint when I sue M&M's. Hey, you know what? What is your, just to back up here, what is your serving size say? I'm curious.
Three servings per bag. Three. Not 20.
I was off by 17. I still feel, this offers you some insight. I follow your logic, and I think your logic is impeccable, and a large part of me still feels I'm right.
Of course. You've never admitted that you were wrong about anything.
That's wrong.
Probably.
Yeah. The damn thing won't melt.
In your mind, a single bag of M&M's is 10 servings of M&M's.
Yeah, like you get like 7 of it in your hand, and you watch Van Damme, and then you're like, okay, now I need some. Now I want some more sugar. I don't want to overdose on the sugar, and now I'm ready. Now he's doing the scene with the girl. I might grab another handful because that's gonna lag, and then it goes on and it goes on. All his history and blah 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 blah, and why he is how he is, and oh, who cares, and why do they write that? But Van Damme wants that stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna pop some more M&Ms while he's doing that, and then something at the window and it shakes and he says, get down. I'm like, oh, here we go. Great. So now another fight sequence. And then maybe after the fight sequence, I'm not going to take my eyes off Van Damme fighting. Who is? And then I'm going to grab another serving.
Yeah.
I'll be my third serving.
I have a specific way you have of eating M&Ms. that, you know, I stick them in the old gobber.
In your maw.
My maw.
Yeah.
Horizontally, so flat side down. Rotate it 90 degrees vertically between my teeth. Crack it like a nut.
Like a spitz.
Mm-hmm. Peel the candy shell off with my tongue, you know, jamming it between my palate and my tongue, separating it, and then sucking the chocolate down.
Mm. I like that. I like that methodology. I have a couple different ways. One is I put it in there and I fire it over like you do into like where I would put like some chaw.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, sort of like.
Do you take out the chaw before you do it?
Yeah.
Or you might keep the chaw in.
I don't want to mix my tobacco taste with my chocolate taste.
Makes sense.
Understand?
Yep.
And so I lodge it in there into the thing and I let it kind of do its thing. So right now I got one in there. You see how I'm talking to you?
Mm-hmm.
But I got little tobacco chaw in the corner. And that's one thing. And at one moment, and I don't decide this magic. You know who decides it? The M&M
Lord
decides.
Above. Oh yeah.
No, not God.
Okay.
Were you talking about Denzel? Anyway, so then after a while, the M&M tells me, Tommy, can't hang on anymore. And that's the time for it to pull it out. And usually there's a little bit of the shell left, tiny bit, and it gives way quite easily. You know, I've had it. You had me in there, lodged in there, and I fought, and I'm still here, but really I'm going down easy.
Uncle.
That's one way. And the second way is, I can tell you M&M magic. I'm just going to bite it.
Yeah, you're just going to go straight forward.
I'm going to chew it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Go.
You ever put more than one M&M in your mouth at a time?
Sure.
You might go three, four at a time?
Yeah, I might go half a serving. Just pop it in there.
I don't think I ever do it. I think I always go one at a time.
What's funny is, you know, They're little tiny buggers, and yet they're substantial. So if you put two or three in there, you're like, that's enough. That's enough. But you don't usually do that. You go singular. That's interesting.
Yeah. I think it's because I like to stretch out the experience because I like an M&M.
Yeah.
I like an M&M.
The viewers are going to like weigh in with their own methodologies, and we're interested in reading that mail for sure. Aristotle will read it and tell us if there's anything interesting in there.
Ratings?
I think so.
Ratings. You want to start?
Yeah, I do want to start. Now, here's the thing where the M&M gets me, Magic. I know. You know, we're on different pages. That peanut M&M, you know, for me, it has more substance. And it is, again, the lacquer on the top.
Will you go through a bag of peanut M&Ms?
With their 20 servings? No, I won't.
Same for you. You'll go six, you're done.
Yeah. And I'm out there watching Van Damme, and then I'm good. And I've got some left over. The M&M, what impresses me about the milk chocolate M&M is the staying power. Because if you get like the smaller bag, you think, oh, I'm going to be done this by the time like the opening
first fight scene is over.
Starring Van Damme sequence happens. And yet there you are, and it's almost like a refillable bag. You know, it's three quarters through. They're hanging off, like, you know, like he's lost his shirt and he's got some burn marks and stuff. And he looks, God, he looks great. And it's like, okay, we're not even at the top of the big finale. And I've got like, feels like a full bag still. Like it's almost like somebody's sneaking in there, little M&M elves, and filling up my bag.
Well, you got 20 servings.
Well, maybe that's part of it. Feels like that comes down the ledger of my argument more than yours. But let's not seesaw back and forth on that. Let's get to the point. For me, though, if I don't have the M&M peanut, which, you know, I enjoy, but on the great snack aisle of life, I'm not always reaching for. Certainly, I'm reaching for the milk chocolate M&M less. And here's the reason why. For me, there's something about the ratio of the hard shell to the soft chocolate that if I want my milk chocolate served, that is not how I want it served. If I look to, for example, a Dairy Milk chocolate bar, then that is more how I will take my milk chocolate. Please and thank you very much. And the lady can have whatever she's having.
So you ordered before her.
What's that?
You ordered before the lady. A little bit rude.
It's so rude. It's completely rude. But listen, I think if there's one thing that this podcast unfolds, it's how awful we are as humans. You know.
But at the same time, what are we all about, Tommy? What are we all about?
Respect for women.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. My rudeness is not gender specific, as I think you can attest.
Absolutely.
It's just rude. It's just selfishness. Mm-hmm. It's like, whether it's a male, a female, anything in between, or a group of people, you know, like a bunch of nuns. Like to me, like I just want my chocolate first. Is that okay? Because then these fine folk can have whatever they're having. I'm footing the bill. Like you,
all
you
right,
know
well,
that.
You didn't say that.
Well, you know.
I assumed you were going Dutch.
You know I'm footing the bill. You know.
We always go Dutch when you go out with me. It's always Dutch. You make a big deal about it. You say this is what Jean-Claude would want.
That's right.
He's Dutch.
I do say that. But that's because we're you know, not only are we friends, we're business partners.
Yeah, we
have to go Dutch for the write-off.
I guess so.
There's never a meal where I'm going to like order before the lady. That was just solid comedy. But with the chocolate, I want my serving as like the Dairy Milk serving, the mm-hmm. Dove milk chocolate serving. Mm-hmm. That is how I want my milk chocolate. The solid Easter bunny serving. That's how I want my milk chocolate. I don't want sort of this hard shell and then this soft thing inside. Milk chocolate M&Ms 4. I know. Go ahead.
There's going to be a spread, bro. There's going to be a spread here.
What was the spread with the M&Ms? I can't even remember the peanut. I know this is one of the bigger. Was it close?
It was close. I don't remember.
I think you were. Was it? Okay, all right.
Here's the thing. I don't disagree with you about this isn't how I want my milk chocolate. Okay. I'll take that in stride. Mm-hmm. But to me, the milk chocolate and the M&M are two different experiences.
Interesting.
When I want, because there might come a time where I want some milk chocolate. But that might be different from when I want M&Ms specifically. M&Ms for me specifically are a little bit of a comfort food. There's going to be times when I'm out on the road. And Tommy, this happens. We talked about the road in the beginning. I'm going to talk about it and now at the end.
You're out there at the open road?
I'm out there on the open road. You know, it's late. I'm tired. I see over that neck, the next crest, you know. The dim outline of a sign, some sort of illumination. I walk towards it. Hey, it's a Quickie Mart, you know? I got a couple bucks in my pocket. I haven't eaten all day. I've been sitting here with my thumb, you know, out like a jerk. I go over to the Quickie Mart. I say, hey, what do you got? And the guy says, you know, it's all for you. You know, whatever you want. You know, as long as you got a couple bucks in your pocket, it's all for you. Take whatever you want.
Everything in this Quickie Mart is for you, friend.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, pick one thing. If you only got a couple bucks in your pocket, you know, he's not giving it to me. He says it's all for you.
I just like how welcoming he is.
Oh, he's great. He's great. So I walk over there and I'm looking. There's Twix bars and there's whatchamacallits and then maybe there's some Fritos and some Cheetos and I got to make up my mind. I only got a couple bucks in my pocket, Tom.
You only have a couple bucks, uh-huh?
Yeah. And so they're
but he's like anything you want.
And it's all for you.
All for you,
it's
friend.
All for you. Yeah.
So?
And so there have been times in my life where I've reached down and picked myself up out of all those choices, a bag of milk chocolate M&Ms. I go over to the counter. He says, fine choice, sir. I pay for him. Oh, yeah, he likes it. I pay for him. You know, and I tug them off. I'm on my way out, and I'm back out on the open road, you know? And I'm just opening my bag. It opens so easy. Enjoying my M&Ms, you know, one at a time.
He's commenting on your snack. Mm-hmm. First, he's like, right, he's offering some commentary at the checkout. He's like, oh, a fine choice, sir.
Yep.
That can go one of two ways for me, where I was like, yeah, you know what? Oh, I making a stir fry tonight? It's like, you know what? More of my business, I guess.
Yeah.
Or as they say in Canada, do Eaton Still Sears their business? But this guy seems like he's, you know,
he's a good guy.
Convivial. And he's it's helping late. You out.
There's nobody around, you know? Yeah. He probably so hasn't seen a customer in half an hour.
Right, so you pay for the thing, and then what was that?
Right on the open road, you know, and I'm opening up the bag.
Okay,
I'm just enjoying it one at a time.
Okay, I misheard. Okay, cool.
One at a time. And I'm popping them in, you know, wiping my hands off because I just tugged off the guy, and then just enjoying the M&Ms.
You're just enjoying it. Yeah, because it's a good chocolate taste.
It's a good chocolate taste.
Yeah.
It's a snack that's going to last me a little while, just like you said, and I'm going to enjoy every one of them. 7.5.
Whoa, that came out 6, and then it went to 7, and it went to 7.5. Now, you are fantastic. That is a discrepancy, as far as I can tell, at 3.5. That's a 3.5. Very large gap for the two of us.
Big spread.
Big spread. I love you.
Love you, too. See you next week.
See you next week.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.